You're listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It is our spring membership drive. Call right now, 527-4868 or 866-KVNF now and support Public Radio News. We stand with the facts. I have a special guest joining me on the phone right now. Neil Best is president and CEO of KUNC, our partner in the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition. Thanks for taking a few minutes this morning, Neil.
My pleasure. And don't let our conversation keep you from calling and making that pledge right now.
Neil leads one of the largest public radio operations in the Rocky Mountain West and is past president of Western States Public Radio, as well as a board member of the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition. Why do you love public radio so much, Neil?
Oh, I've only been doing this 48 years, and I still don't totally know how to make that a pithy elevator speech response, Gavin. I think the most important thing about community radio, public radio, is that the motivation that all of us have is to be a part of the community. And we do not answer to a corporate board. There's not a fiduciary responsibility to stockholders. Rather, there's a fiduciary responsibility to our shareholders, i.e. the members of our public radio stations. And, people say, well, what did you're nonprofit. And I always say, no, we want to profit because when we profit, it doesn't go anybody's pocket. It goes into better service. And that synergy, I guess, is at the heart of why it's been so important to me.
You mentioned 48 years in the game. What year was it when you first got started at KUNC in Greeley? And talk about that evolution. Your station has grown so much.
Station started as a 10-watt radio station in 1967 with the Associated Students of Colorado State College. 3 years later, they realized their responsibilities they didn't want to be responsible for and turned the license over to the university. KUNC was the first station in Colorado to join National Public Radio, the first station to air All Things Considered, and many programs after that. And evolved over the years. In 2001, the university president was set to sell the station to Colorado Public Radio. There was such a outpouring of support at the trustee meeting from the community that we're given 20 days to put in an alternative bid, and we're able to raise over $2 million cash in 20 days and ended up with a license. It became a community radio station, allowing us to continue the mission of serving the community. So it's been a long ride. It's been a wonderful ride, and obviously having community support through so many, many years has been essential to allowing us to expand what we're able to do. And we now have, Gavin, the largest newsroom north of the Denver metro area here along the Front Range. And I don't say that with glee. There are too many news deserts in our world. But public radio, because of the membership support, is filling those needs here and along the Front Range and at KVNF.
Well, later this spring, you'll be retiring after 5 decades. If you're not running a radio station and building this news capacity around the West, what in the heck are you going to do all day, Neil?
Well, we do have 3 grandchildren, and Grandpa's always had to say, no, can't come down and babysit during the day if the school is canceled, or be there for the grandkids. Now I have no excuses for that. But I'll stay active. I'm a member of the Colorado Humanities Board of Directors, and I'm on the Seminars at Steamboat Springs Board. And we'll probably find some other things to do. And most importantly, I guess, is figure out how to retire. I don't know how one does that.
My guest is KUNC President and CEO Neil Best. This is KVNF. I'm Gavin Dahl. It's the Spring Membership Drive. Call and support Public Radio for Western Colorado, 527-4868 or 866-KVNF now. If you don't want to miss the conversation, you can head over to kvnf.org and click the donate button. Neil, you've spent many moons supporting collaboration in the public radio space in Colorado and, of course, on a wider scale. KVNF is a proud member of RIMCorps. Nobody ever twisted your arm or forced you to invite other smaller stations with fewer resources into your sandbox. Why have you remained so committed to the little stations, even as your own has grown its reach and been so successful financially?
The answer is that we have to be very careful stewards of the funding that we're given by the community. That means collaborating wherever we can, extending our resources. KUNC is involved in different processes and different projects whereby we're able to take advantage of the work of others and share that with our audience here. And as a result, I mentioned a few moments ago, we have the largest newsroom in northern Colorado. I would expand upon that and say our newsroom is even larger because of the shared resources that we do have. We're involved with, obviously, RMCR, Rocky Mountain Community Radio. We're involved in another project, the Mountain West News Bureau. It simply extends what we're able to do, bigger bang for the buck for our listening audience. And I think that is crucial as we continue to seeing these news deserts that I mentioned spring up. You know, 20% of all community newspapers in the state of Colorado have disappeared in the last 20 years. And the only people stepping into that fulcrum, well, there's two. There's public radio, community radio, and then there's social media. What we have that's different than social media is an editing responsibility to seek the truth, to ask questions, to allow ourselves to be edited, and to be responsible for what we do.
Well, and as KVNF nears the end of our spring membership drive, tell listeners why you think they should support KVNF by calling in a pledge or donating online.
Because you listen, because you trust KVNF, because KVNF not only takes care of your learning about your community, but also a national community and an international community. All of that comes for a very, very low price. Think about how much you spend on a lot of other things, on those social media platforms, on your cable or satellite dish bill, and think how many hours you listen to KVNF versus how much time you spend with some of those other resources. And remember that without your support, it simply doesn't happen. So I strongly encourage you to support KVNF.
That's the great Neil Best, longtime president and CEO of KUNC, and probably his final appearance on our airwaves before his impending retirement. Thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with me this morning, Neil, and congratulations on the next chapter in your life.
Thank you, and congratulations to everyone who becomes a new member to KVNF in the next 5 minutes.
Number to call, 866-KVNF-NOW or 527-4868. Great to hear you, Neil. Thanks.
Thank you.